Welcome everybody to Tellington Tea Touch for You Immersion Program. This is our sixth day. Amazing. We are so grateful and appreciative. I'm so appreciative to see all of you here. I know some of you are here for the first time, even today. Some of you will be listening in, and a very warm welcome to everybody who's been joining us in, to those of you who are new, and those of you who will be listening into the recording. And if you haven't yet heard or participated in the previous recordings, you are in for such a treat, and yesterday was so phenomenal, right? Like, yay, amazing. We are gathering around from all around the world, so really imagine us all coming together. I'm like walking along on the trail all together. And before we go into, I believe, the forest again, Eleanor's going to go over a couple of housekeeping things, and then we will journey on.
All right. Welcome, everybody. And thank you, Sandy, for putting all of this together. And Linda, always, oh my goodness. I was telling my husband this morning, if your brilliance could get any brighter, we wouldn't need the sun. Yesterday was so amazing. I go, my new favorite color is the color of the sun. You bring so much sunshine into this because it's a great time for us needing this. So thank you. To look at just a couple of the housekeepings is we're recording. If I will keep an eye on extra noise. So I'm the noise filter person. And like right there, I'm going to mute Heidi because somehow she keeps unmuting herself. So be there we go. So where is coming from?
Yeah, that's
right. You can learn.
So somehow, Heidi, do me a favor. Don't push any more buttons because I keep muting you. And somehow maybe you're unmuting yourself. So, and now I'm going to mute iPhone. So you're going to see me dilly-dally around. Be careful. I know that you guys know that there is a special code to push. Be aware of that so that it's not happening in the middle of somebody talking. How about that?
Well, some of them don't know that special code to push. You mean to talk.
I heard you guys mention yesterday because I don't have that special code. You guys, do you remember, Sandy? It was like star 82 or star 64.
Star 6 if you're on your phone.
Oh, okay. So that.
You mean to get on. When you want to unmute yourself,
it's star. If you're on the phone and you want to unmute yourself, it's star 6.
And just be aware that if you unmute yourself a little early, if you have extra sound in the background, we won't hear what the other person is saying. So just be aware of that, and that will be fabulous. And I think that's it. We're meeting for about 50 minutes, and we'll take 5 to 10 minute breaks according to how Sandy sees fit. And I think that's good, right?
That's how the flow goes with Linda.
Exactly. Good enough. Oh, and to raise your hand, you will go to manage participants. I don't have this in front of me because it's not a capability on my part of the software, but if you go to manage participants and then you go over to the side, on the right side of your screen, you'll see a way to raise your hand. Everybody was doing a fantastic job of that yesterday. And if you can't find it, don't worry. I'm constantly looking around. If anybody goes like this or is raising their hand, if you're moving your hands back and forth, I'll see you and then we'll call on you, okay? Sound good? Okay, thank you, everybody. Oh, look, Martha says you can mute yourself when you join in Zoom preferences. Yes.
So thank you, Sandy and Eleanor, and welcome everyone. Sandy is just going to show us for a moment little pictures of everyone so that we get a sense, because we had approximately 50 people on most of the time yesterday. It varies a little bit depending upon which of the hours it was. But it's very, this time together, for me, after all these years of doing T-Touch for animals and for humans, it has brought me to another level, another depth of this work. And I want to repeat this statement that I read yesterday from page 14 of the Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. Our journey here together for these weeks has been to create the world and the humanity we crave through the gateway of T-Touch for You, with the intention of acknowledging, of remembering, of connecting to that divine consciousness, that source consciousness in every cell in our body, through understanding the science and the spirituality, combining the science and spirituality. And one of the books that we've been referring to and reading is this book on the Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. This is one of the many books that Joan King has written. And on page 14, I say this over and over and over and over to myself. When we open ourselves to source energy, we connect with cellular wisdom, the wisdom of the cells in every cell in our body. For source energy, that divine spark in every cell, is our link to the creative energies of the universe. And our concept here of coming together in this way and connecting to these creative energies of the universe that are in every cell in our body has made such a difference to me and to some of you who have been writing in the Facebook page and saying what a difference that this has made. This, I have been connecting to cellular intelligence for all these years, since 1976, February, when I read Sir Charles Sherrington's book, Man on His Nature, and in the second chapter, Wisdom of the Body, this scientist who was so renowned and so beloved wrote that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And he tells it with such passion, that's what infected me. And I've had this passion ever since, but I've been searching for an understanding of what does that mean, cellular intelligence. And now, thanks to quantum science and a number of books, but my favorite books that first turned me onto this like 8 years ago was Bruce Lipton's and Steve Barman's book, Spontaneous Evolution, the chapter on the cells. Amazing. What we now know about the intelligence of the cells. And in this book by Joan King, who taught in the medical school at Tufts University for 20 years, knowing that at the nucleus of all, every cell at the nucleus is that divine spark, is that connection that brings us all together, that creates the I am you, that oneness. And the purpose of these immersion class is to bring the various tea touches, because yesterday, Eleanor, we have to write that quote that you brought. It's the tea touches. It's the actual message, unsaid message, in each of the 1 1/4 circles that connects us to that divine cellular, divine source consciousness in every cell in our body. So we learn the techniques, and today we're going to learn some new ones. We're going to do some new ones. And you, by working on the body in this way with these various hand positions that we've given animal names to, which when I first did it intuitively, I had no idea that what that does is connect us to nature in a whole different way. So by sharing our experiences and sharing this tea touch, we can make a difference in this way. And I want to just remind you as we start this process that what kept me passionate, as I talked about yesterday, was the work by Anna Wise's studies that we did showing that there's an activation in both hemispheres in beta, alpha, theta, and delta, all four brainwave patterns in both hemispheres that Maxwell Cade dubbed as the awakened mind. And that's what we're looking for, isn't it? The awakened mind state. My interest has been this awakened mind, activation of the logic, which we couldn't be on this course without it because we couldn't pay for it. We couldn't be here. We couldn't have our homes. We couldn't do what we do without the logical side. It's the right side of the brain that is so beautifully written in chapter 4 of Michael Rhodes' new book, Entering the Secret World of Nature, where we know that the difference between knowing and knowledge, knowing of the right brain and knowledge of the left brain, that's what excites Sandy and Eleanor and I so much in this search for understanding. What is behind T-Touch? How come? How is it that that anybody can do these little 1 1/4 circles and release pain? And release fear, long-standing, unfounded fears. And we know that this is true because we have countless, countless case studies over the years from people who just learned it for their animals and applied it to themselves or their families, or to all of the people who are certified in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria in a 3-year certification for humans. So we know this stuff works, and this is what we want to give you, this choice of helping yourself. It empowers us to help ourselves and our families, and for those of you who are healthcare professionals, to bring it in and integrate it into your work. And that's what Eleanor is going to be talking about in her second hour today, how she has integrated this into her professional work with people over all these years. So I am going to read you, for those of you who are new, this is a book. This is Voices of Nature. This is the journaling that Sandy Rakowitz has led us to. Such beautiful images that people are just journaling in the Facebook online that we have. And these are a collection of my messages that I have received over the years from the trees, from the wind, from stones, from the breeze, from the nature spirits. And this is one that is called Cell Seed. And I'm going to start with this in these 3 hours, and then I'm going to end with a different message from my journaling, just from picking up the pen and writing and drawing as Sandy so beautifully does. So I wrote this in January 11th, 1992, when I was back for the third time sitting with this ancient Moreton Bay fig tree. Sit down and wait. We have words for thee. The vow has been called. The time has come. Your preparation has long begun. The bells have rung. For those who wait, it's no longer time to anticipate. The future is now. Recall your vow to speak for the kingdoms. That is the message from the fig tree, the kingdoms of the plants and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits. To translate the word, be not afraid. Your voice will be heard like the wind in the trees, like the gulls in the breeze. Take time each day to write words in this way. Breathe with nature. Release your fear. Call on the help of the beings near. There are so many waiting in various forms. The angels and space beings are gathered here to assist in the awakening. It will soon come clear that love is the answer. The seed is in the cells. The voices of nature will be clear as yells of joy and thanksgiving too will hearken the deaf ones. Like a voice from the blue, out of the quantum field. Now we know what the blue is. This time, the difference is really clear. Your voice comes from inside. So tune your ear to inner listening. The song of the self could come to some in the form of an elf, like yesterday somebody got in the journey we did, or an angel, or a master, or even a space being, which someone else got yesterday. In most cases, the forms won't be for the seeing. So trust is the key. And that second T in T-Touch stands for trust. Release fear to the light, and sunlight will prevail where formerly night kept the knowing in darkness and ignorance too, of this simple memory that I am you. And with that, I'd like us to put one hand over the other on your chest. For those of you who know the chakras, it's in the middle. It's your heart chakra in the middle, over the middle here. Take a nice deep breath. And imagining on face of an imaginary wall clock on our chest here, the number 6, of course, to the floor, 9, 12, and 3, just like you'd put it on. Just catch the tissue lightly at the 6, and in your preferred direction, go one, move the tissue one time from 6, one time around the face of the clock, and stop at either the 9 or the 3, 1 1/4 circles. Deep, nice breath. Smile to release the feel-good hormone, the serotonin, and the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And now, again, very quietly, very gently, 1 1/4 circles. And at the quarter stopping place, with your deep breath and your smile, just send gratitude into this 100 trillion cells. Send gratitude that we can be here together, no? That we can imagine. And now one more heart hug. We call it a T-touch heart hug. 1 1/4, and this time, just send this message out of gratitude, this great gratitude for all of you who are here on this Zoom session together. Welcome to the validation of the awakening, of our connecting to nature, to all beings, to all that is. And now one last heart hug. And at the quarter stopping place, let us send gratitude, deep gratitude, to all of the animals on the planet who grace the lives of so many, to all of the trees and the plants and all the minerals, and all of the nature spirits. And just hold your arms up and feel the presence of all of the angelic beings around us and give thanks for their presence. So, putting our hands together, I hope I didn't cause a bump. One of the things I want to remind us of, just to be clear, in the activation of both hemispheres, the left and the right, in order to activate that right brain hemisphere, and you really, by now, I hope you all could say this. What does the right brain, what is it responsible for? No? For feeling That's why for some people, it's very hard in the beginning to actually do tea touch on themselves. And we have to really honor that. So feeling, creativity, that connecting to source energy in the universe, in the cells. Creativity, compassion, caring about others, about all that is, and intuition. And this intuition, this definition of intuition, is the manifestation of divine consciousness within you. And getting those messages out of the blue will change your life and help you find your true path. This is just kind of a little overview. And it's those few pieces of information have changed my life and my direction, certainly. So this is why we do the journeying. And we're going to journey into the forest again, into this ancient, wonderful, very old forest. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and just imagine us all gathering together, walking as Sandy did. She walked her fingers along, walking us all together as we're walking into this beautiful forest. And we're going to this time, sometime I have to tell you this funny story, we're going to take a chair with you. So I want you to be comfortable because we're going to do some work in this forest on our hands, actually. So I'm going to have you, as I once did, into a 4-day fast where I went out alone in the woods, in the mountains. And you're going to bring your chair or whatever is comfortable for you. Some will bring a cushion. Some will bring a little bit of a yoga cushion. Some of you will sit right on the earth, but please be really comfortable now. So we're going to imagine gathering around, and we have created over these days, we've imagined all of us together in the forest, in this a small clearing. And in the clearing, first of all, let's like take a deep breath and imagine, wow, oh, I can smell the trees and the earth and the grass. And imagine, what do you hear? What is it that you hear? Ah, the wind, the voice of the wind in the trees, just gently moving. Some of these little, I love some, right in this middle of this forest, this ancient forest, I want an aspen tree. And so the wind comes through the leaves of the aspen tree and moves it. And it's like tinkling bells almost. Some of you will be hearing the voices now already, or the messages sent by animals who are gathering around. So gather your animals with you, call them all in, call in the ones who are now with you, or the ones who've been with you in the past, or the ones that some of you have sent to new homes. And let's just imagine that they're all gathered together here with us in spirit. And in the middle, we've created this beautiful little, it's a pool of moving blue water. And that's going to take all of our thoughts into this water and send it out around the planet to all water. And around this lovely big circle that we're going to create here in the forest, in that under the grass, you're going to see actually a crystal. It's an amazing crystal in the earth, and it's aquamarine crystal. And so we're going to put our chairs either on the crystal, if you wish, or on the grass on the side of it. Get comfortable. Now that's where we are. And so we're going to open our eyes here, knowing that we're in this forest. And I'm going to invite us to work on our hands. We're going to be doing chi touch on our hands today. And yesterday we talked about All the parts of the hands. And we named all of the parts of each section of the hand that has an animal name that brings the spirit of that animal into our awareness. And because this hand is such an important part of our sensory connection to the world, we're going to now do a session on our hand. I wonder if it's possible that we could just see a show of hands of how many of you have sometimes like discomfort or even pain in some joints, or they're not quite as flexible as they were. Anybody have that? Can I just see a show of hands? Eleanor, can you kind of look around and see if anybody, we're not going to bring them on right now.
Okay, lots of people.
And I was just talking to my sister Robin Hood this morning, and what she was saying is that sometimes her hands get a little stiff. And we were talking about the touches that we do. And many, many years ago, I did a session on the 90-ish year old mother of Celia Wendler, who was my co-author of the Tellington Tea Touch for Healthcare Professional book. Her mother had been a pianist, and now her hands were so gnarled and arthritic, and she didn't want to look at them. But she was interested in having me tea touch them. And so I had a selection of scarves with me, and I asked her which color she would like me to put over her hands so she didn't have to see them, but she could just feel them. And she selected that I don't remember what it was now, and I just lay it over a silk scarf, and I must have worked on her fingers, as I'm going to guide you, for at least 20, 30 minutes. And Cecilia said that her mother talked about that for some years after, because instead of seeing what they used to be, she just felt the beauty of the color, which is really important, the color and the texture. So I want to tell you, for those of you who have stiffness or pain, actually, in the joints, you can affect that. Every once in a while, I get right in this little finger. In the last, month, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and it would be, that's interesting. That's a little pain there I haven't had before. Now, what do most people do if they do not have tea touch? They other it. You just and you get afraid. What's that going to lead to? And so instead of doing this, we're going to talk to the cells. And for those of you who don't have that issue, we want to talk to the cells anyway, because every part of our hand has a connection to our body. So as we do tea touch on every little tiny section of our hands, we are actually talking to the cells in the entire body. Interesting, eh? So, darn it, I can't put my hand, I'd like to rest my hand on my knee, but you can't see it then. And so what I encourage you to do, if you can just get something to put on your knee, as we're sitting out here in the forest, remember, but you can just actually pull something to you, and then a pillow is ideal, really helps. And when you're working on someone else, which is what we encourage you to do with your family or friends, work on their fingers in this way and put a pillow down. So the hand is on a pillow, so your arm is really comfortable. And what I'm going to invite you to do now is actually think of a person who's really been important in your life. Somebody. And imagine that it's their hand that you're actually touching instead of your own hand. This is their hand. And if you don't know anybody like that, you can imagine that either Eleanor or Sandy or I are there with you and touching your hand. And so as you touch your hand, you're going to either imagine that it's this hand you're touching is someone you really love. Could be a grandmother, grandfather, mother, friend, doesn't matter. So how we're going to do it, we have a couple of choices here. As in our certification training in Germany, we had many ways of doing this. And so the one possibility, I put the thumb, see if you can see this, the thumb on the inside and the forefinger on the outside, and I fold my middle finger back a little so I have a nice connection there. I have a support underneath. And I'm going to do a circle with one, like the forefinger, and just a little gentle press inside, little laser, connect to the self, very gentle. If this is painful, just do a circle and a quarter and with one and a press in. And if it's painful, you say, okay, I do less the next time than what's actually sensitive. So you find, if you have any kind of stiffness, anything going on, and actually even if you don't, just press a little and say, I don't know, that's making me hold my breath, and do a little less. Now we're going to go back, keep coming down, just like quarter inch of quarter inch, and come all the way to the tip. Now I'm talking, so I haven't been able to talk about my breath. Now the reason we do the inside and outside as opposed to the top and bottom is that the top and the bottom, that's exposed all the time, used all the time. But the inside and outside, these are parts of the fingers that don't get the attention. Now there's another possibility here. I want you to see what you prefer. I can hold again. My fingers are under supporting. Can you see that? Supporting my hand. Then I have thumb and forefinger. Now this time I'm going to do a little circle with one and a little lift, like a python lift, like up toward the knuckle. Now over the years, in our courses, we've had people who like that. I don't like it, but I'm offering it to you because some people did like it. Circle and a quarter and a little upward toward the joint. Now, if you don't like this already, just stop doing it and circle and a quarter and inward. Now, I'm going to go back to that now. Now, what do we mean? What are we doing? We're talking to the cells. We're acknowledging that cellular wisdom in every cell when you read Jane King's this first chapter on the genius of cells, it's really worth reading. This understanding that, my gosh, every part of these cells has a job. And I had the great honor of, I'm just going to keep working as I'm talking, and I want you to keep just doing this. Actually, I'm going to stop talking for a minute. Well, no, I want to tell you this. Bruce Lipton, who I had the honor of working with and doing and teaching a workshop with in Vienna, says that every cell in our body has its own immune system. That's really worth paying attention to, isn't it? And I love the fact that Jean King writes in her Cellular Wisdom book this concept that there's a blueprint in every cell. And my experience is when we acknowledge with the T-touch rather than just with our mind, we actually bring awareness here that we can make a huge difference in ourselves. Now, as I was doing that, I found a little area right on the inside of this forefinger that is actually sensitive. I didn't know it because it's not bothering me. So I go back there. I do a little circle with the very tips. And that's a little sensitive. When I press actually here with like a three, it's like on the edge of sensitive. So I say, okay, excuse me. As we know, and I'm going to have Eleanor actually talk again about this after, the new science that is now understood about the connections that the body makes and so forth, it's so interesting. So when we feel that, and it's underneath here on me, I didn't know it, it's right around here. Wow, that area. So I go to the point that it's a little, and I can feel it. Now I have to discipline myself to back off and do a very light touch, because we just don't think that that light touch is going to do anything, right? But actually, because we're dealing with cellular wisdom, it does. Now, I'm really using one of the nine elements, which is my breath. So like, I breathe in through my nose. I imagine like filling these like millions of little lung balloons, the alveoli, now filling them with oxygen. And then as I breathe out, I imagine collapsing those little lung balloons, pushing all that stuff out and breathing into the cells. Sending this message right into the cells. Let's do the thumb. Just move your thumb, take your thumb and move it in a little circle like this. If you have any place that bothers you, do it less. And very, very gently. Now, I have to put into here, for those of you who have hands that aren't the way they used to be, it's so normal for us to not like them. And if we can come to a place that we can really appreciate the fact that looking for something we can love, something we can appreciate the fact that I can use it to some degree, or it's there, or this is what I can do. Look for some way to send love to that divine consciousness in every cell. Because it does make a difference. Now, if any of you are dealing with anything in your hands that you don't like the looks of, I had a woman in my course in Germany who, I forget what it's called. It's a something dermatitis. The hands are like raw, and hers were often open, and just like she could barely move them. It's a form of help me here. It's a form of eczema, and it's tight.
What? Like a psoriasis, but it's
Way worse. It's not just on the surface. I should have written down the name so I could say it to you. It doesn't matter. It's very uncomfortable. It's red all the time. And we're sitting at the dinner table. And this is the first night of a 6-day training for T-Touch for You in Germany. And she had her hands under, like, hidden. And so I said, oh, interesting. How are your hands? And she didn't want to show me because she was ashamed of them. They were so red and raw. And so I said, well, would you like me to do a little T-touch and feel how it feels? And the whole thing is, this is the secret. You need to know this. You need to write this in your journals. Instead of me thinking, oh my gosh, look at this poor thing. Oh my God. No. You just bring this basic message we have. Remember your potential for ideal function at the cellular level, that is, at the wisdom of the cells. Simple message is, remember your perfection at the cellular level. And I maybe did, like, just like I'm doing here. It was a two contact, and on the areas where I could see, like, it was sensitive, it was not even a half, just barely, like, you see, when you see a half a T-touch pressure on an area that's tight, look at this on my fingernail, so you have an idea how you do this. My thumb is underneath, my forefinger is going to make a circle and a quarter. It's a roll around this tip, because I can't move the tissue, can I? Up here, I can move the tissue a little bit. I was doing this on my nail, thumb under the finger and the forefinger on top of the nail, for those of you who are on the phone, excuse me. And now I move up a little to just above the nail, and now I can see actually move the tissue in a circle. But when I go back to the actual nail itself, I have to roll around the tip, the tissue around the tip of my finger. Sometimes that's how tiny the circles are. And especially on the hand, on the tight areas of the hand. Anyway, just to finish this story, after about 20 minutes, the redness left her hands. Her hands turned soft, and her hand completely changed. And I wasn't trying to do anything. I will say that one of the messages of T-Touch is simply to give that opportunity of the cellular wisdom through our message of the 1 1/4 circles. Remember your perfection. And this is where, for those of you who are therapists, it's not our work, as the work of all the wonderful therapies out there, to fix something. No, it's just to give a message to support that cellular wisdom. That's it. And so instead of seeing something wrong, we see an opportunity for helping the cells to function in their most ideal state that they can. And this brings amazing changes. And we want you to collect those of you who are interested in actually being listed therapists who are using this, integrating T-Touch into your practice. Gather these stories. For all of the rest of you also who are using this work for your animals, keep your stories, because it's these stories of sharing that can help others to realize what a difference they can make. Now, I would like to just have you take some other part of your hand now and just take a couple of minutes to quietly communicate, connect with your hand in this way of talking to that cellular wisdom. With a smile, because that activates our serotonin. With your breath, that's one of the 9 elements, really important. And just any part of your hand that you want to do T-Touch in whatever way. You can play around, like use different parts of our hands like we did yesterday. You can use the elephant seal, or you can use the banana slug, or the orang. What part, or the leopard cub, that is just this flat section. That's what I use a lot. That is the flat section of the first section of your finger, for those of you on the phone. Just explore and call and think, for those of you who do know the names, or even if you can just, you know, call in an animal to help you if you're into animals, which most of our people here are. If you don't yet remember the name of that section of the hand. Smile is important. The breath is really important. The feeling of gratitude. Some people in the beginning cannot say they love their hands or any part of them. It's just not possible. But we can practice appreciation. I love Louise Hay's concept. If you cannot use the word love, which I couldn't for years, I could say the word gratitude or appreciation. Now let's just a moment close our eyes and imagine us again back in this wonderful ancient forest. Feel the wisdom of the trees surrounding us, and the animals, and the consciousness of the water in this pool between us, and the communication of the crystal we're on, and the grass. And does anybody feel any of the little beings around us, the nature spirits? Any fairies hanging out with you all? Because they're with me. Yes. Now, let's just keep this feeling of connection to nature. And bring that feeling back into your home, wherever you are, or if you're on the train, or some of you are in cars, bring that back with you. Bring that feeling back with you, and that deep connection and appreciation to nature. And let's open our eyes now. Look around and give thanks for what's around you. And now I would like you to have an opportunity to share something that we did here, or for those of you who have thoughts from yesterday who didn't have a chance to share. Let's start with something here from first, this hand experience in the forest first. So raise your hand or.
Oops. Hold on. I think I saw Martine. Hi, Martine. Let's see if you're unmuted yet. One sec. There we go.
Say where you are, Martine.
I'm in Toronto, in Canada. I had a really interesting experience with just working the hands. It's, my hands feel like they're buzzing. I have like a bulb around them. And I'm sitting here going, this is just really interesting, but also a huge emotional release. I don't know if anybody else has that. As I was finishing, I kept kind of wanting to, you know, I can feel these emotions coming up and I'm like, wow. Where's this coming from? It's really interesting. It's very strong working the hands. Actually, the first time I do it in such detail.
It's Thank you.
Cool Beautiful. Very cool.
Super.
Let's see. Hold on. Lower hand and... Oh, where did you go, Lori? Oh, I shouldn't have lowered your hand first. Okay, Lori King, raise your hand again, and this time I'll unmute you first.
Hi, I'm... Am I muted?
Sorry.
Hi, I'm Lori. I'm from Vashon Island in Washington State. I think the thing I noticed, and I like my hands, they're strong and fit, and even though I'm getting up in age, I don't have any problem with them. But that thing that was so profound to me, not feeling any pain, the hand I worked on feels so fluid. And the other one feels stiff in comparison, even though I didn't think I had that problem in the first place. So it's a really interesting comparison just to have that experience of the one now feeling so fluid and the other one feeling a little stiff. So anyway, that was that.
Thank you, Lori King.
Oh, good. Let's see if there's... Okay. Unicorn. I don't know your name.
Oh, hi, my name is Chanel and I'm in Kamloops, BC, British Columbia. And I had pain, I had broken my hand and I started doing tea touches and I have no more pain. And thank you so much. I have to pass this on to everybody. I worked with racehorses and my horses, people were so surprised how well behaved they were, especially the 2-year-old.
How?
No fear.
How exciting.
It's great. Exciting.
Wonderful.
No, it's so exciting. Thank you. Blessings.
By the way, is that your painting behind you? Did you paint
it? Yeah. Oh, I'm an artist.
Oh, you are.
And it's Schleppner, the 8-legged horse.
Wow.
The strongest horse. And he has wings and it's just all coming out of my painting. How beautiful it is.
How wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Can we see the whole thing? Can you turn?
Wait, let's get you. Say something so your voice gets big and then you take the whole screen up.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay. So this is the Schleppner.
Ah, I see the head now and the beard. It's like a beard. Oh, wow.
Yeah, beard.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Share more of your beautiful paintings like that on our Facebook page with us because it's all the animals and our love, right?
Yeah, okay, I will. Yes.
Oh my God. I love that. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you. Who else is there?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, hello, Shannon.
Hello, how are you all? You know, I love working on the hands. Lynn, I love what's going on here, and I'm taking copious notes, and it's all going to go into this book that I'm working on for you. So,
great.
Which, you know, I want to get on real soon and get the, I think this class is what I needed to really get going, because I'm learning so much more detail. But, you know, when we go back and we look at that little pool of water, what comes up is that Lakota saying, Mini Wakoni, water is life. You know, I mean, that's, we're all going back to the same well.
Yeah.
With the water. And I just find that to be so beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's what the Lakota people, the Sioux Nation, talks about so much, you know, and fights for.
So, thank you so much. Yeah. And Shannon is finally putting together, I'm just going to, after almost 20 years, I'm finally publishing in English. The Tea Touch book that is in German has been, and it's actually in the second printing in German. And we're adding some of the things that have happened in the last, you know, some of the studies in the last 15 years and some more case studies to it. So eventually we will have this because I'm self-publishing. So Chan, thank you. You needed this.
Yeah, I really did, you know, because it's sinking into my core and that's where I love to write from and you know, add to, I see a lot of things coming from it.
Good. And what I want to say to all of you who are interested in the background of Tea Touch, Shannon wrote the book Strike a Long Trot, which is the story of my school and her 1 year at my school in 1968. And it's an incredible book. People who read it can't put it down. It's on Amazon. And
it's the compost pile for the Tea Touch.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, it's the story, the compost pile where the Tea Touch came from. So.
The birthing. Yeah. Thank you. So who else? Thank you.
Okay. So Pam Beats wrote, she's in Colorado, and she said she felt a wonderful soft connection to her whole arm and neck. It was a surprise to find that there were some stiff areas, and she was very appreciative of being able to touch and connect with horses in particular.
Interesting. Thank you.
Let's see if anybody else is raising their hand, or if you can't raise your hand and you can wave your hands. Oh, good. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I just want to say thank you so much. This is so, I've been looking for ways to address my own hands and, you know, with love and instead of disdain. And so I'm going to show you all my hands.
Thank you. May I touch you?
So thank
Janice,
you.
Give thank me your hands, please.
Thank you.
I want to fold your hands.
Yes, please. Thank you. Yeah. So, and for me to still know that I can still do touch with these hands, that they still could be effective, even the way they are affected. And I'm thinking about what you said about, you know, putting, like draping a silk scarf over my hands. But, yeah. You know, I've also thought of that. I've looked at my hands and I've noticed them in the mirror and I go, geez, I've said that to them. Geez, you're ugly. But the choice is no hands or these hands. I'll take you every time. And I love them, as even the way they are. So thank you. And Linda, is your next book called The Awakened Mind by any chance?
No, there's already a book by that name. That's Maxwell Cade's book. The Awakened Mind.
Okay, I wrote that down and I thought, there's got to be something about that.
Thank you.
So thank you. So this was so timely for me. And I am so, so very grateful. And you gave me ways to, Linda, to address when yesterday we had talked about the bacteria in our, you know, in our gut.
Yes.
And I've often wondered, how do you address what is perceived as negative? And just to still see the divine spark and love in that bacteria that we look at as negative. Do I have that right?
And to be able to release what is not serving you, transmute it to light. Because we have bacteria that's useful to us and that's not useful to us.
Okay.
And rather than othering it or shutting it off, which, just imagine, like, go into our forest and transmute it to light.
Okay.
Onward.
Okay, onward, onward, onward. Thank you so much. Thank you. This has been so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. So we actually were at the top of the hour, but I want to show you one other self-help because there's so many self-helps I wanted to get into today, but I couldn't decide between other things and the hands, and I hope the hands were as important to all of you as to many of us. So I want to show you something for tightness in the shoulders. I wish I could see all the show of hands, but we can't do it that fast. So how many of us have tight shoulders? So one of the simple things you can do is put I'm putting my left arm against my body. For those of you on the phone, I'm taking just below the point of the shoulder. Let's see, I'm going to the elbow, come up a little higher. Little higher than the elbow. Now, and I just, you know, pull my thumb on the toward my body and the other fingers away. And now I do it like it's an abalone kind. It's a big abalone. I make a circle and a quarter, really consciously moving around the circle against my arm, against my body. And now I do a lift up. Lift up. Oh, just hold that up, and I'm lifting the shoulder with the whole arm, lifting the shoulder, and I'm kind of tilting a little to the right here because I'm sitting, and then a nice breath and ease down, accompany the arm. Actually, we're actually moving the arm and the tissue, and allow that shoulder to go down, and I just release my neck. Oh, nice. Now, keep your hand hold there and then slide down just an inch or two. Yeah? Now, if you can't do this for some reason, if your hand doesn't allow it, you don't have to take your hand. You can take, look at the top of the, just take any part of the inside of the wrist. You could even do that with that. Any part of your arm. Janice, how is that for you? Can you lift with that? Don't use your hand. And for those of you who are dealing with parts of the body that don't work so well, I just do whatever you can. Just even get in that direction. Do a little bit. And for those of you who can, now go down another inch and lift the shoulder, lift the arm and the shoulder against your body. Lift, lift, lift. I'm taking mine way up. I don't know if you can, those of you can see. It's up, 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 up. Hold it there. Hold it there. Move your neck a little bit if you feel like it, because mine does feel like it. And then ease the arm down. Ease the arm. I'm getting these little ratchety because I'm pretty tired after all these months on the road. Now, what I'm going to invite you to do is do the other side in our break because I want you to feel that because I need to do my other side, but we need to take a break. Sandy, we're at the end of this hour.
Okay, so we'll come back. It's 4 minutes after, so how about if we come back at
14?
14 after, thank you. See you in a few.